And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1998. I'm Fred Vobey in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine. Just a quick note that next month the magazine might be coming out just a little bit late. It depends on when the editors all send in their tapes and if I can get a jump on production or not. But this is one of those unusual months when the production schedule that I do the DX Audio Service, usually it's on the 20th of the month, happens to fall on the same day as the broadcast of the 24th annual St. Jude Children's Research Hospital Telethon, which is broadcast on WLIO television. And I'm the technical coordinator for the show, and that week prior to that is just absolute chaos as we pick up equipment, stage, and we go over to a mall, basically take the center part of the mall and convert it into a television production studio, put on a show on Saturday for the kids, raise some money, break it all down Sunday morning about 4 in the morning, then go home and crash. And it goes for a good cause because all the money goes to the hospital in Memphis, Tennessee for cancer research for children. And the Allen County chapter has been blessed to be one of the leaders around the nation in bringing in money for the research of children's cancer. So it is a good cause. So I hope everyone will bear with me if the magazine does come out a little bit late, the next edition. Now, let's talk about the National Radio Club Convention. Get your pens and pencils, braille writers, whatever you have out, because here is the details. The 1998 National Radio Club Convention is going to be held in San Antonio, Texas, and it's going to be held at the Best Western Oak Hills, located at 7401 Wurzbach, I believe is how it's pronounced, Wurzbach Road in San Antonio, Texas, 78229. And the telephone number is 1-800-468-3507. You can call them until 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The cost is $52 for singles, $47 each for double rooms, and that is a two-bed, and the breakfast is included. The convention registration is $40 and includes Saturday banquet and all the soda, beer, and snacks that you can wolf down during the weekend. Registration should include your name and the name of any guest. Send that along with $40 each to Dale Hamm, H-A-M-M, at 11313 January Drive, that's January like the month, Austin, Texas, 78753-2915. Auction items should also be sent to that same address. If you're going to be going by rail, you can call 1-800-872-7245 for more information and registration, or reservations, I should say. Generally speaking, there is a daily service to major cities within Texas and alternate day service to other major U.S. cities. If you're going by air and if you fly into San Antonio, there is free airport shuttle to the Best Western. Many airlines serve San Antonio, but Southwest Air is offering National Radio Club members and DX Audio Service members 10% off. Give them this special code number. Ready for this? Okay, here it is. S-0098. And you should call 1-800-433-5368 on Monday through Friday for your reservations. Now, if you have somebody who's going to drive you in, or you're going to be driving in, whatever, San Antonio is at the junction of I-10 and I-35. That's I-410 is the beltway around the city. The hotel is on the northwest quadrant of the city. Drive onto I-410 from I-10 or I-35 to the Babcock Street exit. Turn north on Babcock to Wurzbach Road. Turn right onto Wurzbach, and then the Best Western is the third building on your left. The weekend program will start Friday evening, that's Friday p.m., and end Sunday p.m. I will be there. John Bowker will be there. I think Jerry Starr is going to be there. A whole bunch of people are going to be there. Don't miss it. the 1998 National Radio Club Convention. And this, by the way, is the first convention that a DX Audio Service member is going to be hosting. So please show your support for the DX Audio Service and the club and show up and just sit around and have a good time. Go to the station tours, participate in the quiz. John is going to be recording a travel log live at the show. And we also have some different presentations. I'm going to be doing some speaking on a variety of subjects, and we got a whole lot of things to do. And don't forget that auction. That is going for a worthwhile cause. The money that we bring in from the auction helps to offset the dues so we can keep all the prices cheap. It is a worthwhile cause. Hey, you know what else is worthwhile? Giving this guy a hard time. Here's that tall guy with the sandy-colored hair. Kind of looks like my grandpa. Here's Phil Wayne.
Hi, DXers. Phil Wayne here for MarketScope for June 1998. This month, Mark Marino updates us on recent AM changes in Los Angeles. Mark?
Hello again. There's been two very interesting changes in the Los Angeles radio market. The station on 1260 KGIL back about 4 years ago was playing a show tunes format. They decided that wasn't working very well, so they went to an all news format for a while. Well, that didn't seem to be working either. They had also picked up the Clippers during that time, and they decided to switch from all news to all Beatle radio. Well, then they acquired a new station on 1650, and they decided to bring back the show tunes.
AM Stereo, 1260 KGIL, Beverly Hills, from Broadway to Hollywood. Hi, my name is Rich Caparella, and I invite you to join me from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on KGIL's sister station, KKGO-FM 105.1, L.A.'s only all-classical radio station.
You've seen the Titanic movie.
And this Sunday night at 6, you can hear Miracle on 34th Street with Edmund Gwynn, only on Show Tunes KGIL.
Mike Johnson, the producer of The Gary Owens Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on KGIL AM 1260, wishing you and yours the best of the holiday season.
All show tunes, 24 hours a day, stereo AM 1260, KGIL.
Jonathan Lucas and John Mann with Good Morning. Hello, good morning at that, from A V I Sing by the Gershwins. Hi there, Rich Caparella with you, noontime on Christmas. Coming up, we have for you I'm the Bravest Individual, Glenn Verdon and John McMartin with music from Sweet Charity. Right now, Button Up Your Overcoat from Good News, featuring Ann Morrison and Wayne Bryan on all show tunes, KGIL.
Come on, Bobby. This is the first time I've been without a boyfriend since I've been out of long skirts.
Babe, why do you want me? I'm only a substitute on the football team.
Hi, this is Morgan Fairchild, and you're listening to All Show Tunes, stereo AM 1260, KGIL.
You can now receive KGIL in FM high fidelity, as well as on 1260. All you need is a stereo TV with an SAP or MTS button. It's easier than using the internet. Just tune to channel 30 or its cable equivalent.
Press the SAP or MTS button, and you'll have KGIL All Show Tunes in great FM sound. That's Channel 30 KZKI-TV or its cable equivalent. For All Show Tunes KGIL, if you have a stereo VCR, you can plug that into your stereo system, and after pushing the SAP or MTS button, receive KGIL.
Happy Hanukkah from KGIL.
KGIL is simulcasting with another facility that they own, a brand new one, at 1650. They call that one KGXL. And if we move down the dial back to 710, we have a station that it was originally called KMPC. Well, about a year ago, ABC changed that one to KTNZ, and they were running an all-women's type talk format. Well, that wasn't working out so well, so they decided to get rid of that and put on Radio Disney.
Everybody, Radio Disney.
Now it's time for Einstein Jr.
Open up your mouth and show me your sweet teeth.
Radio Disney, AM 710.
Radio Disney got Star Wars coming up, Spice Girls by request at 1-888-EARS-018. We'll also do the Macarena Christmas style. And I'm going to give you more Star Wars stuff because it's Out of This World Day. O-Day on the A to Z holiday spree. Have a Star Wars Wind Racer kite I want to give to you. I'll tell you how you can win in just a few minutes on Radio Disney.
Mommy, why is the sky blue?
Well, it has to do with lights.
Could you get them straight?
Rufus, it's just a contest. Go eat.
Thanks.
You win!
I won? Cool.
Come on, you can do it.
I won!
Be a winner on Radio Disney.
That's right, you win!
I won!
Cool contest.
I did?
Yes.
Cool, cool prizes.
You win.
Oh my gosh, I won?
Yeah.
Correct color B.
Oh my gosh!
Try saying that again.
Well, I'm glad we could make your day.
Hey, that is really cool.
Because you're a winner on Radio Disney.
That's it.
See, honey, now Radio Disney is back so we can have more fun.
Gee, Mommy, you know everything.
I ain't Mom for nothing, dear.
AM 710, KDIS, Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Amanda from Long Beach, California. What's up, Lee Cameron?
Hey, what's up? It's Saturday night. We're going nuts. And what's cool is going to be on your radio in just a few minutes.
Radio Disney.
To me, they're a little bit faster paced than Radio Oz was, and a little more responsive to the audience they're trying to serve. What do you think? I'm Mark Marino for the DX Audio Service. Now, here's Phil Wayne.
And that wraps up another Market Scope. Next month, a really far out Market Scope. Don't miss it. Fred, it's all yours. Take it away.
Tell me about the situation in Iraq.
Why, it's 3 years ago. The war's over. Bush beat those guys.
This man doesn't get the news.
Where's Rwanda?
She's at home with her husband, Rualta.
No, he's not dumb.
Whitewater scandal.
In the movie Deliverance, when they went canoeing with
the man. He just doesn't get the fact that a few minutes each day is all he needs to become informed.
Croatia.
That's another word for lobster.
All he has to do?
No, wait.
Tune in to WBZ-TV4 and News Radio 1030. He'll get all the weather, sports, business, entertainment, traffic.
OJ?
No thanks, just coffee.
And of course, the latest news.
Why would he break another touchdown record?
A little lockdown down home, so Wind Radio.
It's time now for our musings to the members. These are the thoughts of the DX Audio Service members and do not necessarily reflect those of the National Radio Club, DX Audio Service, or 560 WIND Chicago. Members may muse by just giving us a call 24 hours a day at 419-224-1609.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens from Brown Summit, North Carolina. This is April the 29th on Wednesday afternoon, about 20 minutes to 4 in the afternoon. Surprised it wasn't mentioned on this past DX Audio Service, which I just got in the mail and listened to today. But 1130 WCLW in Eden, North Carolina, one county over from us, has changed 3 out of 4. Let's see. They've changed formats, they've changed ownerships, and they have changed... Well, I forgot what the other one was. But anyway, it is now... Oh, yeah, call sign, too. WWLP. It is in Eden. Actually, it's in Reevesville, but the license is still listed as Eden. And it is playing Southern Gospel. It's owned by a local Baptist church in Reevesville, North Carolina, with the next city over. And it's been on the air for about a month. Month tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Still power, same power setting and all that kind of stuff. They plan to increase to 10,000 day, 1,000 night, if the FCC will let them. And a few other things they have planned. The format, if I hadn't already said it, was Southern Gospel. They had been bebopping around from one format to another for about 6 months ago when they were off, when they were on the air last. WCLW was actually. They were part of the time. They were part of a part of the TFC network out of Georgia, which was a Christian network out of a college there. And then they were sometimes there were oldies and I don't know what all. But now they got a stable format as Southern Gospel. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Fred. This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Few things. Number one. WZKD in Orlando is now simulcasting with 95.3 WTLN, and they are religious programming. Also, in some sad news, fame talk host and former program director and operations manager Lee Fowler died early this morning, Wednesday, the 29th of April, from a stroke that he suffered in January. He worked at WJNO for a while. He also took over WNWS when Jefferson Pilot Broadcasting bought it from WGBS. And he worked there for a long time and started the talk format at 710, it was WGBS. That's the news to now. Thanks for listening, and I enjoy the DX Audio Service and the music that you are playing for the open phones. Thank you.
Fred, this is Don Wilkerson of Charleston, West Virginia, and I just want everybody to know I'm so glad to be back online with the audio service. And a couple of things I have to tell you is that both 1240 and 1300 in Charleston, West Virginia are both off the air. 1240 has asked, of course, you've heard on the service, to move to Dunbar. I have no idea what they're going to do with the station. They keep simulcasting Super 102 over it on occasions while they're testing their equipment, but they're not on full time yet. 1300 supposedly was supposed to go to some brokerage type programming, but haven't done it yet. I don't know what they're going to do with the station. Nobody seems to know when you call them. Good to be back with you guys. I'll be giving you a lot of information, I'm sure, through the next year.
Hey, DX Audio members, it's Don Wilkerson on May the 1st, 1998, and I have a sighting in radio, as you might say. I have picked up WRNL, I believe are the call letters, in Winter Robins, Georgia on 1670. I assume today is their first day of broadcasting. They simulcast with an FM station, and they seem to be all sports. So they call themselves the Animal. So if anybody's heard it, I don't know if I'm first, but I don't mind being second or third or whatever. Thanks, guys. I enjoy you. And we'll keep listening.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Glenn Schrader calling from Madison, Wisconsin. And I'm calling to report WAWY, started testing on 1670 yesterday. I didn't give you the date. Today's May 3rd. WAWY started testing yesterday on 1670 in the expanded band. And this is the station that eventually is going to become WTDY, which is now on 1480. So that's all I've got to report. So thanks a lot and good DXing.
Hey, gang, this is Audrey Levine in New York City. I just wanted to report that Big 105 is now using the call letters WBIX. Okay, that's their top of the ID, top of the hour ID now. And also, I noticed that they played Casey Kasem's Top 20, American Top 20, it's called. And at the end of the program, they mentioned that it was a service of AMFM, which is part of Chancellor Media, which, of course, owns WBIX and Z100 here in New York City. And at a station up near where my place upstate, they had American Top 40 with the same ending. So Casey has left Westwood One and is now with Chancellor Media. If anyone has the American Top 40 in their neck of the woods, I haven't found it in New York City, would you please call me at 212-614-8764. Have a nice day. Bye.
This is Tim Hendel. On May 1st, I returned to Huntsville after spending a month in Florida, and I discovered a new X-band station. It's on 1670. It's in Warner Robins, Georgia. And they're using the call WNML instead of the call which was listed in the April AM switch. They call themselves the Sports Animal, and they appear to be all sports simulcasting with their FM.
Hey, Fred and everybody. This is Doug Brown down in Sumter, South Carolina. Using no more than just my little car radio and my 1995 Mercury Mystique, I was picking up something on 1670. It was a sports talk show right around 11:15 on Tuesday night, the 5th of May, 1998. I'm wondering if anybody would know what station that would be. And then on 1700, I was picking up something in Spanish. I'm guessing that might be Cuba or Puerto Rico or someplace like that. Both were probably between a B and C grade. They were coming in fairly well, but not great. If anybody has any information on those two stations, I'd really like to know, because I was getting Northern DX very well, like WJR and WLW and all that, but those might be from the South. If anybody knows what call signs those are, because I don't have a logbook anymore, thanks to my mother tossing it on me, I would really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, and happy DXing, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi, Fred. It's Mark Erdman calling from No Man's Land, Meade, Kansas, on Thursday, February 7th. Not too often we get any changes out here in the AM band, but we do have one to report to the membership. 1310 KFLA in Scott City is now simulcasting with 1240 KIUL in Garden City, except weekday mornings between 6 and 11 a.m. They run Christian programming. They were simulcasting with their LMA and duopoly partner 1030 KPUF in Garden City. Now, these stations are all commonly owned or LMA'd, and we do know that 6 of the 8 stations owned by this group will be moving into one common facility after the first of the year. And also, for John Bowker fans, I've noticed that the travel logs for the 1400 and 1450 frequencies haven't been on the last few After Darks. Hope they will be on the future issues. Thanks.
Hey, Fred, DX Audio Service members. This is Don Wilkerson calling on the 11th of May from Charleston, West Virginia, and I just would like to let you know that 1240 in Dunbar, West Virginia, WBSR, which is their license has been changed to Dunbar, is going motivational radio sometime in June. I'm not sure exactly when. They wouldn't release the date, but they have been testing their equipment again, and so that's what they're going to do. If I hear any more, I'll let you all know.
Hello, Ken Onischuk from Joliet, Illinois, your sports editor. The May 4th issue of Broadcasting and Cable Magazine printed, well, I'm sorry, let's make that USA Today on Tuesday, the 12th, had the ESPN Radio Network printed in the sports section. I will send one copy to Barry Finkel. One will go to Fred. And other than that, if you want any information about it, give me a ring at 815-774-0184. This is the list as of May 17th of 98. Good, DX.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. And I think that that 1700 station which was heard was Spanish was probably Miami, Florida, and not Cuba. To my knowledge, I don't think there's any Cubans up in the X band as of yet. They seem to be all congregating down to the lower part of the AM band just for the good propagation. But let's propagate over to DX News Magazine and tell you about a few loggings which were submitted, and they include some of these X-band stations. KKJY out of Lake Oswego, Oregon was heard in April 16th to be exact. They're on the frequency of 1640. Also, a great logging by Sean Axelrod in Manitoba of the Warner Robins station on 1670. He heard it as KAXP, and at midnight they changed the call sign over to WNML. So good logging there, Sean. Got a good one there. In fact, there's a lot of loggings in this edition for WNML all over the place, from California, Alabama, Texas, Idaho, Manitoba, Tennessee. So that station seems to get out real well. WTDY is another one in Madison, Wisconsin on 1670. That was heard all the way out in California. And then also the new station in Arvada, I believe that's how it's pronounced, Arvada, Colorado, KQXI on 1690 was heard, and with lots of different programming, mostly a religious format. And here's a kind of a mystery. An unID'd station on 1685.35. This was strong with good audio. Open carrier earlier in the evening. It was running a satellite R&B soul format, Teddy Pendergrass, etc. What sounded like the Delta Radio Network with cutaways for local Pine Bluff spots and Pine Bluff weather from Z99 FM. If you happen to know what that station is, you might want to give us a call and let us know. Also, the station in Denison, Sherman, Texas, KDSX, on 1700 was heard all over. And in fact, they also did some tests for us back on May the 3rd. We sent some IDs down to them, and they used those, and hopefully some National Radio Club members were able to get that station. And that's our musings, and that's the information. I understand we have some jingle nuts, so let's dig way back in the archives for another old WIND jingle. How about that? Great old jingle. Let's get on to something else.
Hello again, everyone. Ken Honest Chuck here reporting on the DX Audio Service. And I have a report here from the Chicago Sun-Times, Sunday, April 19th, 1998. Classic jock. After 48 years on the radio, Dick Biondi is a genuine golden oldie. By reporter Dave Hoekstra. Somewhere in America, there's one disc jockey who doesn't do blue. He plays happy songs like Carl Carlton's Everlasting Love. He telephones his 86-year-old mother Rose every morning. Schlock radio? More of the media should exhibit such grace. Dick Biondi is that jock. He can be heard nightly on the Chicago oldie station WJMK 104.3. What's so great about Dick is how he hasn't changed over a 48-year career. He may play oldies, but he's young at heart. Tune him in any weeknight between 7 and midnight. Isn't Dick's first gig in 1950, 2 weeks out of high school at WCBA in Corny, New York? Might be. Or maybe it's Dick during his 1960 to 63 heyday at WLS, where he was known as the Screamer. Nah. Sounds more like Dick, also known as the Wild Italian, about 1967 to 72 at Chicago's WCFL. Dick's been around longer than Mick, as in Jagger, but time is on Dick's side. He says, When I was growing up in upstate New York, I dreamed of being the number one disc jockey in the United States. This is no lie. I say that very humbly. And it happened between 1961 and 62, while he was at WLS Billboard Magazine named Dick Top Jock. Now at age 65, Dick leads the list of Chicago personalities who have been nominated for induction into radio's Hall of Fame. This year's Hall of Fame winners will be inducted October 11th at a black tie ceremony and national radio broadcast at the Chicago Cultural Center. Dick has previously been named to the radio shrine of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland. Bruce Dumont, president of the Museum of Broadcast Communications and the Radio Hall of Fame, says Dick is a refresher. Not so much that he's a throwback, but he's the real thing. He was the real thing now, and he's the real thing now. He speaks to the teenager in us all. Dick says, it's exciting to be nominated. You got some heavy guys on that list. Jim Dunbar, who was the guy the Zodiac Killer turned himself into on the air in San Francisco. Michael Jackson, the radio guy from Los Angeles, who is huge. Dick takes a rare pause and a breath. How can I say this? I'd like to continue to be one of the few jocks who started before rock and roll and still doing a full-time shift in a major market. There aren't too many left. Dick and former WLS morning jock Clark Weber are the last jocks from the mid-60s golden age of Chicago rock and roll radio still working. Mother Weber's oldest son hosts a Friday morning show on WAIT-FM in Crystal Lake, Woodstock. In the late 1960s, Chicago rock jocks were personalities, pure and proud. They never talked down to their audience. They were accessible, spending weekend nights introducing concerts at places like Dex Card's Wild Goose, the Blue Village in Westmont, and the Cellar in Arlington Heights. Dick was a conduit for the innocent music he played. A 1967 hit like the Hombres' Let It All Hang Out was considered risque. On October 12th of 67, WCFL Soundtown Survey featured Dick. The Hombres checked in at number 7, one behind Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl and Hedda Wilson Pickett's Funky Broadway, number 12. Sam and Dave's Soul Man, number 17. Jim Hendrix, Purple Haze, number 19. And The Doors, People Are Strange, at number 25. What a time it was. High schoolers like me would come to the city from the suburbs to watch Dick, Larry Lujack, or Jerry G. Bishop spin records and work behind a glass studio window, bracket, while Uncle Lair was known to close the studio curtain, bracket. Radio was bigger than life, but the longer you live, the smaller radio's magic, unless you're Dick. Dick still talks with unbridled energy. He still spends weekends spinning records at high school hops. Dick does not sit down at work. While on the air, he stands behind a large console punctuated by a new audio vault computer that programs the oldies. During a recent visit to the WJMK studios on North Michigan Avenue, Dick was wearing black corduroys and an immaculately pressed white shirt. When Dick gets excited about a song or a caller's request, he extends his arms and waves them in the air. He looks like one of the Four Seasons taking an encore, but then Dick lives in an endless summer. Dick has certainly heard the Beatles' Please Please Me a million times since 1963, when he debuted the record from Chicago's VJ label. Dick's high energy makes it sound new. In the middle of a recent show, Dick reminds listeners that West Side Story and Walt Disney's Absent-Minded Professor were big hits on the screen. In Chicago, on TV, Garfield Goose was driving Frazier Thomas crazy. The big toy fad, his voice builds, is 1961 is yo-yos, named after our boss. President Kennedy and the First Lady traveled to France in early 1961. This group from San Diego managed their one and only record. By the way, the lead singer is still doing appearances on oldie shows out in L.A., and from what I understand, she still looks gorgeous. This record peaked at number 5. Here's Rosie and the Originals. The computer kicks out Angel Baby. No one has time to grow old in Dick's fast-paced world. He says later, I think I'm that way because of sports. I started doing a lot of play-by-play and was hyper. That's the way I came across, and I still get excited. I've had only one cup of coffee today. I get up by 10 in the morning, find my regular, my forgotten oldie, a regular segment on the show. I call my mother. I get more fun from her. A couple days later, she says, "You can't be a disc jockey anymore. You've been in this so long, you must have been promoted by now." Dick debuted on the air in the summer of 1945. Harry Truman had just dropped the atom bomb in Japan, and Dick was reading a commercial for Brotins, a ladies' clothing store in his mother's hometown of Auburn, New York, about 70 miles from Endicott, where Dick was born and reared. He says, "After that, I started hanging around the radio station, WNIR in Binghamton. Mr. Twilight Zone, Rod Serling, was there. I'd go get coffee for him. A sportscaster named Bob Cullings took an interest in me. I wanted to be a sportscaster. He taught me how to talk. I couldn't say the word three. I'd say tree. I started spotting for him at football games. I'd spot the visiting team. I still have scars on my legs from when he kicked me for mispronunciation. He was a nice and patient man." Dick carries those lessons with him. "All of show business takes itself too seriously," he says. "All we do is entertain the people who do important things." Dick lives with his wife, Mary Beth, in a northern suburb. "How can we compete with a guy who operated on Jack Brickhouse's brain? Now that's important." Dick is a mentor for many broadcast voices. Kathy Klein, at 24, is the first female morning news anchor in history for three radio stations in the South Bend, Indiana area. "He's given me names of people he knows around the country," she said. He and she interviewed Dick for a radio class at Columbia College in Chicago. "He's given me a lot of advice. His energy is important in today's radio. You hear all these shock jocks full of cynicism. That gets old. It's hard to be positive and up, especially with corporations taking over radio and their emphasis on money, money, money." Dick's late father, Mike, an Endicott fireman, encouraged him to follow his dream. But Dick only lasted at WCBA in Corning for just a couple weeks before he landed a job as a sportscaster at KVOB in Alexandria, Louisiana. He says, "I was 16. I took a Greyhound bus to St. Louis and changed to a Trailways. I packed my clothes and left. I was ready." The guy who hired Dick moved to KSYL in Alexandria in 1951. That's when Dick began spinning records. "Almost like the late WGN Drowsmaster, Franklin McCormick," he continues, "I did a late night show, real soft. We were the only ones in the middle of the state that played black music. We had a show called Jam and Jive. On Saturday nights, they let me do it. We were playing Fats Domino before anybody even heard of them. And I'd go over to the Greystone Grill on Lower 3rd Street in Alexandria. It was the black nightclub. I'd see Joe Liggins, Buddy Johnson, the original Blind Boys, and I was the only white guy in there." Dick has worked at 23 radio stations in his career. How many times has he been fired? Smiling, he says, 23. After Alexandria, the road dances through Yorktown, York, Pennsylvania, Youngstown, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, Chicago at WLS, Pasadena, California, KRLA, Chicago again, WCFL, Cincinnati, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and WJMK, where Dick has been since 1984. He says, "WLS was my favorite. It was 38 states and all of Canada. They heard us in Cuba during the missile crisis. Last year, a guy came up to me at an appearance I was making at St. Michael's Church Festival in Orland Park, Illinois. He was crying. I don't know what I'd done. He said he was on an aircraft carrier in the Pacific. He was so homesick. But one night he heard WLS. He kept doing it every night. It helped cure him. And he didn't know how to say thank you. At LS, you never knew who you were talking to." Dick was around for the Paola scams, the late 50s, early 60s. People forget Paola was not illegal, he says. It was not reporting it that was illegal. "I was important enough when it was real hot to get anything. But I knew disc jockeys who did. When a record promoter walked into a station, he handed them a rate card. It would have payoffs depending on how much they played a song per night or week. Sure, I was taking a dinner. And Christmas of 61, the boss at WLS made a big deal about Paola. Chess Records sent every disc jockey a box of steaks. I checked. The cost, the actual cost was $27, which was $2 over what we could accept. So I took the box and wrote a note. Dear Mr. Bowden, GM, I'm not accepting this because it's over $25. And I left it on his desk from Christmas to New Year's. Do you know what meat smells like when it's been out that long? He almost killed me. Dick keeps in touch with the old WLS jocks. Dunbar, now in San Francisco, worked at WLS. Dick says Art Roberts is semi-retired in Carson City, Nevada. Ex-LS jock, program director, and GM Gene Taylor died last year. It was Taylor who fired Dick from WLS. At the time, Dick was so popular, his show was jammed with commercials. Says, I went crazy one day. There were too many commercials during my 10 p.m. hour back in 1963. I had 5 minutes of news at the top of the hour, Dick Clark for 5 minutes at 25 after, and then 21 one-minute commercials. I complained there was no time for music. The sales manager started swearing at me. We went at it. I literally don't remember what happened, but when I came to, I had two engineers holding me down. I had a letter opener in my hand. Gene told me to go home. I took that as being fired. The firing became an urban legend. Rumors swirled through Chicago that Dick had been canned for telling an obscene joke on the air, which Bob Hope told. The night I got fired, he was on TV and they bleeped him. He said, if women's skirts get any shorter, they're going to have two cheeks to powder in. Dot, dot, dot. Well, let's keep the mystery. Dick says, hey, 63, that was pretty rough. You didn't dare say damn or hell on the air. But I never said it. I got fired for the fight. Dick is such a positive force that he'd never been bummed out about the firing. I remember reading that Jackie Gleason said that whenever he was out of work, he'd go to Two Shores and throw a party. He'd say, everything is great, folks, and things would start coming back. Maybe that's part of what I did. If I get fired today, I can always do two things. I can always say, welcome to Venture, or do you want fries with that burger? And I'm still on the air. For the DX Audio Service, Ken Anischuk reporting.
Thanks, Ken. It's now time for some trivia. That's right. DX Audio Service members expressed on our questionnaire a while back that they'd like to see some trivia questions come back. And I've got some questions, and I've got a prize. First of all, what do you win if you get all the answers and you are chosen? Your choice of a cassette or CD of quality jingles from my collection. That's right. I'll either make you up a cassette or a CD of some chosen jingles from my collection. I'll pick out some real good ones, ones that haven't been around except at the radio station themselves, so I'm sure you'll be very pleased with them. Be sure to jot down on the bottom of your entry, cassette or CD, so I know which one to make up for you if you are the winner. Here's the rules to the contest. You must be a DX Audio Service member as of this edition of the DX Audio Service. You must have your answers in by no later than June 15th. Answers arriving after June 15th are not eligible. The person with the most correct answers wins, and in case of a tie, the tiebreaker will be a drawing from the tied entries. Only one winner this month, so here we go. Question 1. This year's National Radio Club Convention is going to be held in San Antonio, Texas. Where was last year's convention located? Question 2. There are many stations which have come on the new X-band. Can you name one of the stations which is licensed to operate on 1660 kilohertz? Question 3. On the March DX Audio Service, Marty Rimpaugh told us that KXBT had changed their call letter. To what? Question 4. If you listen to the top of the hour ID from WVOI 1520 in Toledo, what is so unusual about that station's ID? Question 5. The new microphones here in the DX Audio Service Sheetrock Announce Booth are Audio-Technica AT4033s. What was the previous mic that I used in the studio? Question 6. In what month and year did the DX Audio Service first publish a magazine? Question 7. On a past DX audio service, I played a jingle from a famous top 40 station in the San Antonio market. Can you name the call sign of that station? And finally, question 8. The National Radio Club was founded during the time of the Newark News Radio Club. What was the official year that the National Radio Club was founded? And those are the 8 questions to our terribly tough trivia. If you've listened carefully to your DX Audio Service editions over the past couple of months, you now know the answers to those. Jot them down on a card or letter and send them to me here at the DX Audio Service. Kindly put on your letter DX Audio Service TTT, just so I know that it's for the terribly tough trivia. Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. And again, if you would, at the bottom of your answers, please put on cassette or CD so I know which one to give you.
And Ken Beck here in the month of May. This tape, I say, is one great tape. They had the April Fool's tape, I think, was just terrific. And I'm sure we all enjoyed it as well as I did. And the only sports information I got to pass along is one basketball league and one football league. They're a bit minor, but some have quite a few fans out there. The Arena Football League, the indoor league, started the weekend of May 1st, 3rd. And the teams out there are in the Central Division, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Houston, Iowa, based out of Des Moines, I think, Milwaukee, Wisconsin in the West, Arizona, Portland, Oregon, and San Jose. In the East, they have Albany, New York, a team in New Jersey, New York State, probably New York City, that is. In the South, in Florida, Nashville, Orlando, and Tampa Bay. And you never know, one of those teams might have a local station in your area. It's too soon to find out, though. Anyway, to finish up here, we have the United States Basketball League. It's a small league. They do have the results in USA Today paper and probably local. But they started out, and you may run into one of their broadcasts by accident. So here we go. It started the weekend of Friday, May the 1st, and it was New Hampshire at Washington, D.C., Long Island, New York at Atlantic City, New Jersey, Raleigh at Tampa Bay, Connecticut at Atlanta, Camden, New Jersey at New Jersey. Saturday was New Hampshire at Camden, Raleigh at Jacksonville, and Washington at Columbus, Ohio. And you never know, you might catch one of these broadcasts on radio by accident. Kind of a minor league, but hey, they still exist out there along with everybody else. So, hey, along with all the auto racing, the baseball, the basketball, the hockey, you name it out there, there's plenty of things for everybody. So, hey, enjoy the radio fun, and we'll talk to you again next month. And, Fred, let it rip.
On our DX Change, we have 2 items here. First of all, in the Want to Buy category, John Clark at 15 Box Road, that's B-O-C-K-E-S, in Greenfield, New York, 12833. Area code 518-893-2313, is trying to locate a Sony SRF M40W Walkman. In the Want to Sell column, Randy Davis at 1905 Blackiston Mill Road, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47130. Telephone number 812-945-0070, is offering a GE Super Radio 3 for $45 plus shipping. And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, put it on the DX Change. Just send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. Put on DX Audio Service DX Change. And send it here to Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. We'll put it on the DX Audio Service and also in DX News Magazine.
Hi there.
Well, hello there.
Come on in.
Well, just for a second.
Two action radios swinging along on WNBT 1490 in Wellsboro.
This tape is being mailed on the 26th of May. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out there and support radio.